I gasped when I saw my daughter's dorm room, 60 square feet shared by three girls. With her moving out, I was expanding my privacy, while she was losing hers. She, however, was worried about where she would put all her stuff, not the lack of privacy. A former Yale professor, William Dresiewicz, once asked the students how it felt to never be alone. Many did not understand the question or think it significant. One admitted that she found being alone so unsettling, she'd even sit with a friend to write a paper. Another asked, why would anyone want to be alone? I know my daughter feels that way. Not only is she never alone, she's never out of touch, never unavailable. Between constant texting, Facebook status updates, and emails, she is always connected. She is separated from her boyfriend by 300 miles, but she still sees him every night on their webcams. This is nothing like my teenagehood. I loved my unavailability, especially to my parents. I asked a few friends what solitude meant to them. Solitude allowed for their introspection, reflection, and inspiration. They used their solitude to meditate, pray, and create. I need solitude to recharge, so I set aside at least 3 days a year to completely be alone, to read, write, hike, and just think, and apparently disconcert my daughter, who worries I'll become bored or worse, lonely. She could not imagine spending 3 hours alone, let alone 3 days. My daughter recharges her chills by watching TV or a movie. She's alone with her technology, but it's not solitude. So I worry that her inability to be alone impairs her creativity. Even when she had her own room back, she never disconnected. When she sleeps, her cell phone and computer remain on, so that once she is aware of her network deprivation, she checks her messages, even before meeting her biologically urgent needs. I don't know what the stakes are for a generation's lost ability to be truly alone, without any technology, but I know what they are for me. As I tried to slip away to write these thoughts, my daughter followed, unaware. With a perspective, I'm Janet Schneider.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.